Okay. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayikra, is a leap year, so it goes together with Zohar. Usually Tetzaveh is Zohar. So we always have a Chiyuv, as Rabbi Goldstein always points out, to tie in, you know, any extra events that are happening of the Dal Parshios, anything else, tie it in with the Parshios HaShavuah. So sometimes I might neglect to do that, so Rabbi Goldstein always gives me chizuk to do it, so I will try to fulfill that requirement today. Vayikra el Moshe vayidabe Hashem elo me'ol mo'ed le'mor daber el b'nei Yisrael matem adom ki yakriv mikem korban Hashem. He brings a korban men abheimim men abbokar b'otom takivas korbanchem different korbanas. So you have Ola, korban Ola. What does it say on page 6? Im Ola korbanu ben abbokar zochem yach tamim yakrivenu alo mo'ed yakriv v'sol v'sonu v'nei Hashem. So we talk about a korban ola, and it speaks about bokar. That's the, you know, that's a hefty animal. Tzon, sheep, more small. And then we speak about here on page 10-11. Ima of ola korbanu, right? Korban of. That's even smaller. That's a bird. Two birds. So, what is the significance between these three options? The ola from a bokar, the real ox, or ola from tzon, sheep. Or Ola from what? Oaf. So there's a fascinating, and by the Oaf, it says, Vesia is Moroso Benotsoso, Vishisa Oso Bechnafos. It speaks about the wings. You take the wings with the feathers. What? The crop, yeah, with the what? You have the knafayim there. With the wings. So you say, Vishisa, Ein shisua, says Rashi, ela kerabiyad. Bechnofav im knofav. So you have the... You put the wings on the mizbeach, says the leket boher. So what is the significance about the wings on the mizbeach by the altar, after stressing the wings? So the Arugas Abosim is going to say a fascinating pshat. Fascinating pshat, okay? So two things we have to know. Listen carefully. The Medrash Rabba on page 18, where it says, Gufa Amar Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, La'olam Ein Ha'ola Ba, Ella Al-Hirur Halev. That Ola is Al-Hirur Halev. Which is a lot of different pshatim, what that means. One pshat is that you have bad Machshavas Aveira. This is a famous pshat from the Divrei Yisrael of Majitz. It means the good machshavas that you have in mind to do, but you never got around to doing. But I'm going to show you now a pshat from the Arugas Abosim. But before we see the Arugas Abosim, one last thing from the Tikkuni Zohar on page 19. There's one famous Tikkuni Zohar is Rabbi Berish Mandel turns on it. It's not the same sefer as the Zohar, but it's connected. Could be. Yeah. So a lot of times people quote things that are the Tikkuni Zohar and they say the Zohar says. And then you look in the Zohar, you don't find it. So you should realize these are two separate, could be the same person wrote it, but it's two different chiburim. So you have to know where to look and realize that it's two. The Tikkuni Zohar says, famous line from page 19, V'oraisa below dechilu urechimu lo parcha le'ela. Means Torah, oraisa is Torah. Torah also means mitzvos. Below dechilu urechimu. What is dechilu urechimu? Dechilu means what? Yira, fear. Rechimu means ava. Because if you do mitzvahs and you don't have any emotion, you don't do it with ava, you don't do it with yira, so then lo parcha le'ela. It doesn't go up to Shamayim. But you did a mitzvah, but it doesn't really penetrate, you know, the rakiyas to go to Kisei HaKavod to score you, a lot of points in Shamayim. Because you didn't do it what? In yira and ava. Dechilu Yira and Rechimu Ava. Okay? So now that we saw these two statements, well, now let's go to the Aruga Sabosim and see what he says. So page 21. He says, V'zed avo l'mchuvan v'siyat v'shmai yinei amru zal eina ola ba ela al hir harlev. So Ola is here. So he says there are three types of deficiencies that one could have in the realm of Machshava, in the realm of Hirer. Lava, number one, Lava or Avera befoil. But you have a thought to do an Avera. That's one kind of thought that needs Kavana. A thought to do an Avera. So he says, that what you need Kapara. So which is the Kapara? Min HaBakar. Why? Because Bakar is the shore, that's the animal that what? That does the work. When you want to get some work done, the ox. The ox does the work. That's the strong animal. And that's what it says when you steal Shor Oseh, right? So what does Rashi say? That you Chamisha Bakar Tachas Ashor. Because why so much Tachas Ashor? Because they do the work. So you're stealing something that's doing the work. So therefore the Bakar is what's doing the work. So when you have Kavana to do a Maisa Avera, so what's the animal that's going to mechaper for that type of hearer? It's the bakar, because the bakar is the one that actually does the meisim, it does the work. So that's one type of hearer. Yesh od hearer avera, the hainuat, geus. The other type of hearer is geus, is gaiva. The ikro b'machshava. Gaiva is machshava. Because gaiva means a person thinks. He thinks he's great. He thinks he's better than everyone else. That's gaiva. So what's mechaper and gaiva? Which are the three? The tzon. Because tzon represents anova. Right? Tzon is the small animal. It's not the big shore. So to show everyone has to remind themselves like the tzon. So that's the second. So again, the first machsheva that you need kapara is a machsheva to do what? To do a maisa vera, that the shore is going to mechaper. The bokar. Then the other type of hearer that's negative is what? Machsheva to do what? Of gaiva. That is the tzom. And what's the third one? The third one is what? The of. So now he says a beautiful idea. Aber jesh od in yosh nis gav de mishe mi olam lo khata behira vera lo behira gaiva Mikol Mokom, who was the third type of person who did something problematic with hearer, is not the first one was the one who had hearer to do an avera. The second one, he had the hearer of gaiva. Well, you know what the third one is? Komokam mesim libo lahavi korban al machshavosav haynu misha mechashev cheshbon hanefesh. He does a cheshbon hanefesh. Umotzei ba'atzmo she'ein shum mitzvah b'shleimus. He said when he did mitzvahs, he did the action, but he never had a passion, an ava, a yira. You know, it wasn't an emotional experience, just an action. To lo nase, like you brush your teeth. You know, you don't have brushing your teeth with ava and yira. You brush your teeth. So he shakes his lulav like he brushes his teeth. He puts on his film like he brushes his teeth. So you know what you need for that? To mechaper in that? The what? The oaf. Why? Because what does the oaf have? Wings. And what's the problem about the person who does mitzvahs without Ava V'yiro? What's the lashon of the Tikkun Zohar? Lo parcha le'ela. It doesn't fly. It doesn't go up. So therefore the oaf is the thing that flies in Shemayim. That's going to be what? The kapara for what? That's going to be the kapara for that. For that type of hearer. The hearer that he didn't, he never thought about of doing. He says, "Delo nasa karoy bekavanas halev." He didn't have proper kavanah. He didn't have ava. He didn't have yira. So it wasn't that it was gaiva. It wasn't a kavanah for ma'is avera, but it was kavanah. It was the lack of the enthusiasm, and therefore tzdafka what is going to be mechaper? The oaf. Because the oaf is the kafayim, and therefore dafka the kafayim that goes on the mizbeach is going to what? Soar to shamayim, to what? To bring up, to the ein biyado muma, and therefore, you know, who usually brings the oaf is the ani. Because, and he says like this, so you bring the olas oaf, because basically, it's like you're an ani, because you don't have really any mitzvahs, because nothing went up to shamayim. He did all these things, but nothing parcha le'ela. So that's what he writes on page 22. He says, Amisha maybe carbon mishmil shalom also hamitzus mishleimus. Nimsa hu ve'enei atzma oni varash. You see, the Baal Gaivan doesn't think he's an oni. And the guy who wants to do an aveir doesn't think he's an oni. The one who thinks he's an oni is the one who didn't do what? Who none of his mitzvahs went to Shemayim. So he brings what? A korban off, which is a korban of an oni. But yakrivu gam hakrafayim l'horos da'al deizeh osa yasu l'krafayim l'chol ha-mitzvahs. But now he's going to do a tshuva to understand that you have to think about what you're doing and do it with enthusiasm, with yira and ava. Put some wings onto your mitzvahs. And then, you know, parcha le'ela. And that's what the Arugas HaBosom, says. So there's a fundamental thing. The bokar, the tzon, and the oaf. Of the three, and ola is mechaper for hiravera, and the three types of hirurim that we need kapara, the hiravera, the hira of gaiva, and the lack of hirur, of doing mitzvahs hanashim u'mada, without any below the chilu rechimu, without any yira v'ava. But now let's put some what? Some wings on those mitzvahs, etc. Oh, now I'd like to tie this in to Parsha Zohar. Because Amalek represents all these negative things. Amalek, you know, is the one, number one, they were the one who goes against Klal Yisrael. You know, they're the ones who start to attack Klal Yisrael. That's the Maisa. And we know Amalek, the Gematria Rat. Suffolk, yeah. What else? What's the Gematria of Amalek? 240. What else? Gematria, Amalek, Suffolk, and what else? Rum. Reish Mem. Reish Mem. What does Rum mean?
Like elevated.
Right? Elevated. That's arrogance, exactly. Rum is arrogance, correct. And what's the other thing of Amalek? Asher what? Asher Karcha. Tzinacha. Coldness. What does that mean for us? Below the Chilo or Chim. And that's all these things. So all the three ideas that we had in the Karban Ola, the Nid Kapara, the Bokar, the Tzod, and the Ophos, all were, and that's the Mechama against Amalek. So I labeled the Shir Karban Ola the Kaparasa with Milchamteinu Neger Amalek. Because this day and age, we're not really having a Mechama with any particular nation called Amalek, either because we don't know who that nation is or whatever, but that's not, you know, the Muhammad of Amalek of today, you know, some say from Rav Chaim that maybe Amalek means any nation that you know, wants to destroy the Jewish people. Some claim that from Rav Chaim that Germany was Amalek. Some say no, Amalek is a regular, it's a nation, just like any. If we don't know it, then we don't know who it is. But well, some say it's more than just a particular nation. It's an ideology, you know. This idea, but whatever it is, we're not going, you know, to actually fight this quote Amalek. So for us, Amalek, the main thing. I mean, obviously, we have to remember Amalek. That's part of the mitzvah. You know, so then, well, what should we do now? We're not necessarily fighting Milchama with them, but it's the inner Milchama, right, as Svarim point out. That we have to work on these ideas of to do things with passion, to do the right actions, not to be arrogant, etc. And that's our Milchama. That's Milchama of Amalek. And when I gave a shiur earlier this year, I think during the intercession shiur, I think you were there, Ivan. So the question was about, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one holding his hands up. And the question that we saw in one of the packet there was, well, what Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, that the whole idea of Moshe Rabbeinu holding up his hands was what? To see Shemayim and to, you know, to think about Hashem. So the question is, why, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was tired, you know, Videi Moshe Kvedim. So get right. So get someone else, right? What do you? I mean, if the whole point was not so much Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was just Heichitimsa to see Shemayim, so someone else could hook up their hands, you know. But apparently, it needed to be Dafke Moshe Rabbeinu. So we discussed. From the various makoros that we brought down then was the idea of the Moshe Rabbeinu was the Pilpul Shel Torah, and if you have the Pilpul Shel Torah, then you don't have to fight real wars because you're fighting the Pilpul Shel Torah. But the simple shot, it could be, so I might have seen this in one of the Svarim, is that based on what we're saying now, is Moshe Rabbeinu represented the Iker Anova, you know, Ish Moshe Anov Mikol Adam. So Moshe Rabbeinu was a man of action, but he was the ultimate Ishanava, so maybe it can't just be anyone's hands, but it has to be the dafkin hands of Moshe Rabbeinu, of the Ishanav, we call Adam Asher Pnei Adama, to the dafka cause Klal Yisrael to have the proper frame of mind to win Amalek, because again, Amalek, at least for us, I mean, and I'm sure it was then also, but then there was actually a physical Mechama and a physical, you know, taking Lachem Amalek, you know, to shoot them. But for us, I mean, the main idea is that that the Mida of Amalek, and when we said these three ideas, the hero of Aveira, the hero to do with Aveira, the hero of Gaiva, and the hero of lack of the lack of hero, so to speak, the lack of thought and enthusiasm in what we're doing is what's causing us the you know, tikkun of Amalek. But that's the famous words of the Zohar called the chibul of porcha le'ela. That, you know, because we're always very into, you know, we do the action and we did it. But we have to, you know, think about what we're doing. You know, spend time, you know, don't have to take forever to do things, you know, but just spend a little time before or after to realize what was the mitzvah that we did? What does that tefillah mean? What does that tzitzis mean? You know, we go through the routine of the day, but sometimes it's just because what mentioned in the pasuk of mitzvahs, what we call mitzvahs anoshim u'mada, that we just it's just rote, it's just mechanical. It's not without avav yira. But that's the hope. The kapayim has to be, you want a kapara for that, you have to put the kapayim on the Mizrach. The kapara is now to reinvigorate all the mitzvahs that we did in the past and just a book to lead the Shabbat, to put it in the Shabbat into those into those mitzvahs. So this I thought would be a good corollary to the words of the Aruga Sabosim. And to tie it into Parshas Amalek. Bez Hashem on Shabbos, we'll have another way of tying in Parshas Vayikra to Parshas Zohar as well. So come to Shalosh Shudas, Bez Hashem, and we'll find that out as well. Just as I said, the Tzav is the normal Parsha. But okay, this year Vayikra, and there are a lot of, you know, it's always a good challenge to tie it in a different way each time. So this way you don't have any failures, no creeps. It's a new enthusiasm. You know, Kedusha Torah, so you're missing any enthusiasm. You don't just say, you know, the old stuff. It's always like the Chaim Salvation, the Salvation's son, said he was once learning with his father. He was playing with his father, and he suggested to his father that, you know, we learned this perspective several years ago, so let's look at what we wrote in the notebook several years ago, and the rug gave him a look. Like, what are you talking about? You know, you got to rethink it. Let's just look in the old notebook, see what we have. Like, you always have to have that, you know, just rethink things. They say, Rav Shach, I have it in my safe in Parshas Emor, Hayin Shom. Someone's very with Rav Shach. He said, you said Shiur about this Masechta so many times already. What do you tell me? He said, each time it has to be rethought, because if it's, I'm just saying, like, old stuff, then it's not going to be different than the Talmud, because there's no excitement about it. And I have to rethink it. If it comes out the same, it comes out the same. So you have to rethink it, and that's the Araisa below the chibul of the parkalei. That's our goal. We should have a shmak, a slavus in our Torah and our learning and our mitzvahs, and that's how we fight Amalek, Bizman Hazeh. So as Hashem, we should keep in mind these ideas of the Aruga Sabosim and how they tie in the Parshas Zohar as well.